Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first installment of C2 Sports. I'm your host, Carter Conroy. This show will take place weekly each Wednesday from 10 to 10:30. It's going to be centered around both professional and collegiate sports. I'm going to cover both local, national, and specifically some RMU sports. It is an exciting time in sports right now. We're just entering the second week of college football. NFL kickoff is Thursday, and Major League Baseball is in the final months of the regular season. Hockey and the NHL are just a month away, and the NBA is about the same, just a little over a month from its opener. And I think it's one of the most exciting times in sports right now. Of course, summer is coming to an end, but we do have sports now. And it's going to be very interesting to see how some of these seasons play out. Today I have a big football preview planned because it is NFL kickoff this weekend, because college football kickoff was last weekend. So I'm going to be talking about a lot of NFL college football here today, giving you some predictions, some award predictions, some division predictions, who I think is going to win the Super Bowl, all kinds of fun like that. So stay tuned, please, and I'm going to be giving you some games to watch as well. For instance, the NFL kickoff is tomorrow night. That's Thursday at 8:30. Kansas City Chiefs are going to take on the New England Patriots, and I think this is going to be one of the most intriguing games of the week, but I do have three others that I marked down that I think are going to be fun to watch. If you're an NFL fan, you should tune into these games. And you should be able to, too, because they are all taking place at a different time. And the first game I have circled on my calendar is the Oakland Raiders versus the Tennessee Titans. And that game is going to take place Sunday at 1. I think this is a very intriguing matchup. There's two interesting young teams. The quarterback battle is going to be intense. Derek Carr for the Raiders and Marcus Mariota for the Titans. Both are young, in their mid-20s. And then I think they're both dark horse contenders for the AFC. In addition, the second game I have circled on the slate is the Seattle Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers. And that game is taking place Sunday at 4:25. This is just a classic NFC rivalry. Seahawks, Packers, they always go at it, sometimes play in the playoffs. And this could be both of these teams I could easily see in the Super Bowl. There's two very good quarterbacks, Russell Wilson for the Seahawks and Aaron Rodgers for the Packers. Both of these teams have very high expectations, and they both improved in the offseason. The Seahawks just adding Sheldon Richardson in a trade, who's a good defensive player, and their defense is always very strong, and Russell Wilson is always very consistent as well. And then Aaron Rodgers, you know what you're going to get out of him each and every year. He's up near the lead in passing yards, and he's always carrying his team. He doesn't always have the best roster, but you know he's going to get you at least 10-11 wins and a spot in the playoffs each and every year. And I think this year is going to be both of these guys are going to be MVP candidates for sure. And then the final game I have circled on my slate is the New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys. And this is the night game at 8:30 p.m. that is on Sunday. And I think this is also a very intriguing matchup, another classic NFC rivalry. These teams are in the same division. They don't like each other at all. The fans don't like each other. Both of these teams also have very high expectations this year. And it's interesting because both of these teams have stars, big stars. The Giants have Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver, and the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott, the running back. And both of these players could very well not play in this game. It's going to be an interesting storyline to see whether or not they do end up playing. And It looks like Ezekiel Elliott may not play. His suspension was upheld last night. His 6-game suspension was upheld. And Odell Beckham has the injury. So we'll see if he's healthy enough to play. But even if those players don't play, the quarterback battle is great. It's always a fun NFC rivalry game to watch. So definitely stick to that game. Those are the 3 games I have. Of course, the Raiders versus the Titans, the Seahawks, versus the Packers, and the Giants versus the Cowboys. Now we'll take a look at the preview for the local team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who also have very high expectations this year. And they take on the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland this Sunday at 1:00. And the Steelers, this will be a very interesting season for the Steelers, for any Steelers fan, because they do have such a loaded roster, one of the best rosters we've seen in Pittsburgh in quite some time. And also, their schedule seems pretty favorable. Like, they don't have too many difficult games on their schedule. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But all the weapons on offense are back for Pittsburgh. You got a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant's back from his suspension from last year, Le'Veon Bell. And then they just drafted some rookies, second-round draft pick Juju Smith-Schuster, and then also the running back from Pitt, James Conner. So those are some good backup players, and we'll see what they can bring to the lineup. And then in addition, a new tight end was acquired, Vance McDonald, from the 49ers. So it should be interesting. There were also some defensive upgrades. Steelers, of course, got cornerback Joe Hayden from the Browns, who's just 28 and is a 2-time Pro Bowler. So we'll see if he can make some kind of a change to that secondary that was pretty inadequate last year, to say the least. And I think with their schedule, with their lineup, this team should have no more than 4 losses, maybe 5. But you should see the Steelers at the top of the AFC North at the end of the season. Again, they have a great schedule. If you look at it, the first 4 weeks, they're very doable. You could easily see the Steelers go 4-0 in these first few weeks. But again, we have to stay caution because Steelers do tend to play down to their opponents, and they don't play the same on the road as they do at home. But the good news is 2 of the toughest matchups they have this year, games against the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots, are both home games. So we'll see if that plays any part in any role in the Steelers season this year. But definitely, if you're a Pittsburgh fan, it's very exciting. The first game for the Steelers coming up this weekend against the rival, the Browns, who have not been great these past few years, and they're in full rebuild mode right now. Now, I'd like to get in some NFL predictions for this year, some individual awards / superlatives for who I think is going to excel this year in the National Football League. So for my leading rusher, I think it's going to be David Johnson from the Arizona Cardinals. He tore it up last year, really had a breakout season, and this is just going to be his 3rd year starting in the NFL. He's just 25 years old, and he's in his prime for a running back. If he can stay healthy, I think this guy could easily lead the league in rushing, especially if Ezekiel Elliott is suspended for those first 6 games. There are some other good runners out there. Of course, Le'Veon Bell from the Steelers, but he also is a receiving back, so he doesn't get as many rushing yards as a lot of the other people. I think David Johnson is going to have a killer year this year. Also now, I think the leading receiver in the league is going to be Julio Jones from the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, we saw him in the Super Bowl last year with that great Falcons team. And he was second last year in receiving yards. He had 17 yards per catch last year, which is just phenomenal. And I think he's just a modern day. Today's game, he's basically Megatron, the Calvin Johnson Jr. of today's game. Just a phenomenal freak athlete who can catch balls like nobody's business. He had over 250 yards of receiving in a game last year. And I think he's going to tear it up again this year for the Falcons and lead the league in receiving. For the leading passer, I'm going to give this one to Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. If you don't know already, Drew Brees from the Saints has led the league in passing for the past 3 years, 14, 15, and 16. But I think this is the year that Aaron Rodgers is going to take it back. He's led the league in passing once. But I think I just have a hunch that I think Aaron Rodgers is going to lead this league in passing this year. He's got a limited running game, not too many runners on their team. And I think he's got some weapons on offense. And, of course, if Jordy Nelson, the wide receiver, one of Rodgers' favorite targets, if he stays healthy, then I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers' year to lead the league in passing. For our defensive player of the year, I'm going to give this one to another phenomenal athlete, Von Miller, the outside linebacker for the Denver Broncos. He has never won this award despite excellence at his position. He's also won a Super Bowl MVP, but he had 13.5 sacks last year. He's in his prime at the age of 28, and he had 18.5 sacks in 2012. And he's told media members that he thinks 30 sacks is doable. And I think even if he can get 20, somewhere up around 20, I think that'll be good enough to get him the Defensive Player of the Year and hopefully lead his team back to the postseason if he can. And now, for my MVP prediction, I have Derek Carr from the Oakland Raiders, the quarterback, winning the MVP this year. And here is why. Nearly 4,000 yards passing in the past 2 years. His touchdown to interception ratio last year was 28-6 before he got injured in one of the final games. And he's just improved each and every year since he came into the league. He's got weapons at the wide receiver position, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, the impact of Marshawn Lynch coming out of retirement and playing for the Raiders will help that run game and open up some space for Carr. I think he's poised for a monster season along with his teammates on the Oakland Raiders. Last year, they showed the world what they could do, and I think this year, they're really going to make a push, and I think Derek Carr is going to be the most valuable player in the NFL. Now for predictions for the division leaders. In the AFC East, I have the New England Patriots coming out with that, and I think this one is kind of a no-brainer. They're in a very weak division. There are a lot of people that think the Patriots could go 16-0 this year, and they've had upgrades on offense and defense. This might be one of their best teams in years. And that's saying something because they are the New England Patriots. And they are the Super Bowl champions from last year. So, New England Patriots will come out of the AFC East. In the AFC West, I have the Oakland Raiders. And I think they are poised to break out. They are in a tough division, of course, with the Chiefs in there, the Chargers, the Broncos. But I think they will edge out the Chiefs this year and lead the division. I think they're going to have a strong season despite a tough schedule. And I think they have enough stars, enough weapons to really come out with a great season this year. Now, for the AFC North, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are in a relatively weak division, relatively easy schedule if you really look at it, and they are one of the league's best offenses. So I think it's a no-brainer again for this division that the Pittsburgh Steelers will come out on top like they did last year. Now for the AFC South, I have the Tennessee Titans coming out of the AFC South. I think they're also in a relatively weak division. Marcus Mariota, their quarterback, is very solid, and I think he's poised to have a breakout year as well. And they have weapons across the board, too. I think the Tennessee Titans are going to be a lot like the Oakland Raiders were last year, and I think the division they are in puts them in a good position to win their division. And now we move on to the NFC. Coming out of the NFC East, one of the league's toughest divisions this year, I have the New York Giants. And this was probably one of my toughest to pick because there is the Dallas Cowboys in that division. There are, the Philadelphia Eagles in that division. And I think this one could go maybe either way, but I chose the New York Giants. They're a strong defense. They have good offensive weapons at wide receiver, all across the board on offense. Eli Manning, a strong, reliable quarterback. And I think the Cowboys are going to have a tough time adjusting to life without Ezekiel Elliott if he misses the first six games. And I think they're not going to do as well as they did last year. So I'm going to give this one to the New York Giants. In the NFC West, I have the Seattle Seahawks coming out on top. I think they still have one of the best defenses in the league. They've got a good enough offense. They got weapons all around there. And Russell Wilson, their quarterback, is very consistent. And consistently good, I should say. They're in a solid, they're a very solid roster, I should say. But they are in a fairly weak division. And I think the Seattle Seahawks will come out on top in the NFC West this year. Now, in the NFC North, I have the Green Bay Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is arguably the best quarterback in the league, and he's going to carry the team this year like he has been since he became the starter for Green Bay. I think he's always good at home. Packers are going to take the NFC North. Now, in the NFC South, I think this is probably my toughest division to pick. I have the Carolina Panthers coming out on top, and this was kind of my bold pick. After the Panthers went 6-10 last year, I think that was a bit of a fluke. Of course, they were 15-1 the year before that and went all the way to the Super Bowl, riding their MVP quarterback, Cam Newton. And I think Cam Newton will bounce back this year. And if they are healthy, they have a totally lethal offense at all positions. Tight end Greg Olsen is always a machine. Their new rookie running back, Christian McCaffrey, should really help out the cause for Newton. And then wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin, if he does stay healthy, he's one of the best. Oh, I think he'll break out this year and become one of the best wide receivers in the game. And again, this division might be the toughest in the league. The Atlanta Falcons are also in this division, so we shall see what happens, but I'm picking the Panthers out of the NFC South. And now for my AFC champions and NFC champions, I think it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers meeting the Seattle Seahawks again in the Super Bowl. In the AFC, I think New England will finally falter a little bit. The season seems a little bit too perfect for them. I don't think they're going to go 16-0. I think they're going to have some problems eventually. Julian Edelman, key wide receiver for them, already out for the season. And I think besides the Patriots in the AFC, there are no other teams that can really take down the Steelers when healthy. And then in the NFC, like I said, the Seattle Seahawks. And this one was tough for me to pick as well. The NFC is a toss-up. there are about four or five different teams that I could easily see making the Super Bowl out of the NFC. And I think Seattle has been trying to get back. Their defense is so strong. I just think this is the year that they're going to get back into the Super Bowl and challenge the Steelers for the prize in the NFL. But for my Super Bowl champion of 2018 by then, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers coming out on top. So I'm going to save this and we'll review it at the end of the year. But those are my predictions for the NFL. Hope you had fun with those. It'll be interesting to look later in the season and see how exactly those all turned out. And now for our college games to watch this week. Of course, it was a big opening weekend for college football last weekend. A lot of great games, a lot of great teams in action. And this week is no shortage of that either. The University of Pittsburgh versus number 4 Penn State is Saturday at 3:30. And I think anyone from around this area, the Pennsylvania area, will love to key into this game. Last year's was a thriller. Of course, this year PSU is highly favored, but it was a great game last year in Pittsburgh. Pitt won by the score of 42-39. And I think this year, it's also going to be a good game. It doesn't look that way right now after what we've seen from the first week from both teams. Penn State has a running back, Saquon Barkley, that could easily be a Heisman finalist at the end of the year. They have solid players all around. Barkley had 172 yards and 2 touchdowns in their 52-0 win over Akron on Saturday. And Pitt, after going ahead 21-0 after 2 quarters to Youngstown State, they just barely pulled away with the victory in overtime, 28-21. So both teams are 1-0, but both games were very different stories. I think either way, this game's going to bring out the best in both teams, and we should have a solid matchup just like last year. Now, my second college football game to watch for this weekend is number 5 Oklahoma taking on number 2 Ohio State. And this game takes place Saturday at 7:30. It's arguably the game of the week nationally, and it is for good reason. If you like college football, you're going to want to tune in to this game. It's a huge quarterback battle between Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield and Ohio State's JT Barrett. Both these teams are coming off big wins in week one. OSU is favored at home, but it should be a very fun matchup, so tune into that for sure. And now we'll move on to within RMU sports here. RMU football had their first game last Saturday, and they're coming off a win in their home opener. They beat University of Dayton 13-10, and it was a great game. This week, they're going to take on Youngstown State, the same team that Pitt played last week. And RMU is at Youngstown State, taking place Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. It should be a tough game for RMU. Youngstown State just took Pitt to overtime, of course, before losing in overtime. But either way, I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. So definitely, if you can, tune into that. I think it's going to be aired on ESPN3 if you can't go to it. But definitely stay informed on your RMU football team. They started the season 1-0. And now for some home games from RMU this weekend. Most of the teams are away, but I did find one game that is going to be home this weekend. This Friday, RMU women's soccer will take on Canisius at 4 p.m. So make sure you go check that out. For sure, always support your RMU teams, their games every weekend, every week. And now, that's all the time I have today, folks. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Enjoy this. Excuse me. Enjoy the start of football. I'll see you all next week. This was C2 Sports. I'm Carter Conroy, and this is RMU Radio.